On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
We have a dating emergency on our hands that needs to be acknowledged. If someone you just started dating went on a vacation with an ex and didn't tell you, how would that make you feel? Because immediately I'm like, is this like an immediate red flag? Because that's what I want to tell Charlotte. Immediately, it's a red flag. So we're going to need your advice in case that you can kind of like temp check me real quick. Or is it just too early for that type of transparency? Because Charlotte has found herself in a really awkward situation. What happened?
Okay, so I've gone on 3 dates with this guy so far, and everything's been going really fun. Well, it's been really fun. He's funny. He's charming. He's been whining and dining me, like actually being like very intentional and cool.
Seems
like,
promising.
Yeah, very promising. And from date number one, he was telling me about how he recently found out that his friend's dad wanted to pay for them to go on a trip to Switzerland.
Amazing.
And I was like, that is so cool. Love that for you. Travel is so expensive. Like,
yeah.
If someone's like rich dad wants to fund you going abroad, I love that for you.
Yeah.
Like, iconic. Tell me more. And I will say, me and this person, we're not exclusive. We've been on 3 dates. Like, it's definitely feels like it could be heading that direction, but we haven't had any sort of combo about
it's
that,
new.
I will say.
It's new, however, based off of the actions and like the kind of whining and dining that you've been experiencing, it's giving more like promising than just kind of maybe casual whatevs vibes.
Exactly.
Okay.
And I'm so over the casual whatevs vibes at this point in my life, so it was good so far. So 3rd date, he calls me before the date and we're just kind of like yapping.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a movie date. So I need to tell you that in advance because we didn't really get to unpack this convo afterwards, which was stressful for me. So he casually mentions on this call that his friend that he's going abroad with, and the reason the dad wanted to fund this trip is because the friend's been going through a hard time and he's been really there for her, which is really cool. So he casually mentions on the phone call, he's like, oh, yeah, like me and my friend like used to date, but there was some stuff that I couldn't handle. So we broke up.
Pause.
Or I broke up with her.
Hold up.
Yeah.
So it's not just the ex is on the trip. It's actually the ex's trip that he's going on.
Yes.
And he didn't tell you that?
He's been calling her his friend. Which,
the whole time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's been friend. And now I'm finding out, and he's still not using the word ex. He just said, we dated, I ended it.
I don't know how I feel about it.
And I'm like, if you want to be involved in that mess, go for it.
Mm.
But I'm not really trying to be involved in this then, I don't think.
Okay, so he drops this bomb on you on the phone on your way to the movie. You watch the movie, so clearly you can't unpack it.
Yeah.
And it's not just, hey, I'm going with a group of friends and the ex happens to be involved. No, like
it's
the
just
ex
them.
Is dead. Hold up.
And I'm like, I need to know more tea. Like, what is the hotel arrangement? Like, this is weird.
This trip is the guy you're dating and his ex and her dad.
No, the dad's not going. He's just paying for it.
The trip is the guy you're dating and his ex alone traveling abroad. Okay, let's discuss this real quick. We need to discuss this. How would that make you feel? Someone you just started dating. Now it's new. You guys have been only on 3 dates. It's casual. However, it's giving not though by his actions. Is this a red flag? Or I mean, is this a deal breaker? Are you like, I'm out? Or is it too soon to expect that kind of transparency? Help my girl out. This is Mike and Glen Burnie on one. Hey, Mike.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Also, it's Flowers Bakery in Rosedale, right?
That's me.
Yeah, if you guys want to go say what's up to Mike, he's part of the 6 o'clock club every morning. Okay, Mike, so when you hear the situation that Charlotte is in, what do you think about this?
Run, Charlotte, run. You are the rebound chick.
Char.
You are the rebound chick.
See,
I don't like to say that because it sounds like it's going so great for you.
I know.
But run, girl, because you're just going to be in tears at the end.
The weird thing is the breakup happened like years ago.
Mm.
So that's the only thing I'm like, huh?
If he is still talking about her the way that, you know, apparently the way that he is, the feelings haven't left yet.
Mm. Okay.
And I think the way he's acting, apparently she probably dumped him, because you got to remember the power in all relationships is the one that cares the least. So if she's not pursuing this and he's going after her.
I was told he broke up with her, but
That's a good point, Mike. Thank you for that this morning. And hey, make sure to go say what's up to Mike and Rosedale.
Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Good morning. See you guys.
What do you think about this? Charlotte's, I guess, I don't know, guy she's been seeing randomly just so happened to tell her on the third date, hey, I'm going on this trip to Switzerland with my friend. Oh, wait, my friend is my ex. Oh, wait, my ex's dad is paying for the trip. What do you think about this? This is Lindsay in Annapolis. What do you think about the situation, Lindsay?
Charlotte, my girl, as you were explaining the situation, I was channeling my inner Jess. My first thought was stop him or drop him. Because if you do not set your expectations and your boundaries now, it just gets worse. And let's be real. No one is actually friends with their ex. There's always another motive, and I hate to break that to you. But if you want this guy, you've got to cut her off.
Lindsay, I think, just dropped the most important advice and a new mantra we need to live by. Stop him or drop him!
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.